Now, civil rights, women's rights, and gay rights have all changed social structures in the United States over the last few decades. Mike McCabe says nationwide uncertainty about these changes, coupled with the shifting economy, are being reflected in the presidential election, and he's here to explain how. Mike McCabe is the founder of Blue Jean Nation and the former executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Mike, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, my pleasure to be with you. Hi, Veronica. Hi, Rob.
Well, so far this presidential election, this race has been fully stocked with surprises and drama. What do you think is behind all the turmoil of this year's race?
Oh, it's a weird year, and it's been a surrealistic presidential election campaign. But I don't think we should have expected anything else, because America's in the process of being remade, and change is always uncomfortable. It always creates anxiety, and that anxiety needs a political outlet. And when you think about what we're going through as a country, we're being remade both economically and socially. You mentioned civil rights and women's rights and gay rights, and when you think of the changing attitudes on sexual orientation and on gender and on race, that's an enormous amount of social change that our country's experiencing. And it'd be a little foolish to not think that there would be some backlash that would occur. And then you think about what's happening in our economy. When we went through the Industrial Revolution, that created political upheaval. We're now going through deindustrialization and globalization, and that creates political turbulence. So we're going through changes both socially and economically that are discomforting. And change does make people uncomfortable. That needs a political outlet. This presidential election is a perfect illustration of how all those anxieties have manifested themselves and created just a really bizarre political year.
And on the other hand, this stuff you're talking about, this hasn't happened overnight. It's been years, decades, sometimes in the making. So Why are we seeing it come to a head, it seems like, right now?
Well, the changes that we're going through didn't start in 2016, and they won't be finished in 2016, regardless of who is elected president. This is a process of change that's going to play out over many years. And I didn't honestly expect that we would see this kind of political turbulence reach this level of intensity here in 2016. I thought personally that it would be, some years down the road. But really, we're at a point now where it's now conceivable that you could see a major party splinter and disintegrate. You could actually imagine a major political party ceasing to exist in its current form. That was unimaginable to us one election cycle ago or two cycles ago, and that just goes to show how a lot of the reaction to the social and economic changes that we're going through as a nation are really coming to a head, and I think coming to a head more intensely and more quickly than probably most people would have imagined.
Do you really think it's the social issues? If you look at the two main anti-establishment candidates, Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, Trump is a little more liberal than a lot of his cohort when it comes to social issues. Bernie Sanders, not opposed to those changes that you're talking about. And these are the two figureheads of this counter-establishment trend. So how do you see them being connected with this race?
Well, but if you look at Trump, one of the interesting things about him is how he seems to speak without any filter. He's saying things that other politicians in the Republican Party haven't been willing to say out loud. And a lot of it does have to do with, these are comments that often are tinged with racism or xenophobia, fear of immigrants. And of course, women are often alarmed at the kinds of things he says when the topics turn to gender issues. And he's saying things out loud that usually are said in sort of dog whistle appeals. The messages are usually encoded and the language is very carefully chosen, where he just sort of blurts it out. And I think that's an indication. The fact that he's gaining an audience and that he's gaining some traction with these views is an indication that he's tapping into some social backlash. But of course, Trump's appeal, and I think particularly Sanders' appeal, also has everything to do with economic anxieties and fears that people are experiencing. But the common thread that runs between the support that Trump has gained and that Sanders has gained is that they are both clearly anti-establishment figures. And people are frustrated. We're going through great social and economic change, but the country, while it's being remade socially and economically, it hasn't yet been remade politically. And I think people are yearning for a political remaking as well. And so they're drawn to anti-establishment figures. They want to send a message to the political elite, the political establishments that you've been paying attention to a few and working for a few at everyone else's expense, and that's got to end. And I think that's the big common thread that runs between Trump and Sanders.
Right, you've been saying that the national politics has to be remade in keeping with other adaptations that the country has been making. What kind of shape do you think that could take?
Oh, I don't have a good enough crystal ball to know how this is going to play out. And that's the thing about volatile political moments. When you've got this kind of political turbulence, you don't know exactly how the landscape is going to be reshaped. But what isn't sustainable is to have a country going through significant social and economic change, but having a political system that isn't keeping pace with that change, that is failing to do what the country needs done. And I think that frustration has reached a boiling point, and it's showing itself. It's bubbled to the surface in this presidential election. So on a national stage, we're seeing the American people say, look, we get it. We're adapting to changes, breathtaking changes, economically and socially, but our politics seems stuck in a rut. Our politics seems broken, and that's got to change as well. And so there is this tremendous yearning for political renewal that will go hand in hand with the social and economic renewal that our country's going through.
We're talking right now with Blue Jean Nation founder Mike McCabe about his idea that angst over social and economic change is playing out this year in the presidential race.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you think the political parties are failing to meet the needs of a changing nation? Do you think they're failing to meet the needs of you? Do you feel unrepresented by the major parties? Are you glad to see, whether you agree with the particulars, glad to see Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders in their own ways shaking things up? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. And we're picking up our discussion now with Mike McCabe of Blue Jean Nation, talking about how social and economic change are playing a role in this year's presidential election.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. How do you see these economic changes, social changes in the United States playing out in this presidential race? Do you think the parties are falling behind the times, not meeting the needs of people around the country? And do you feel like you don't have a political home in the Democratic or the Republican Party? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post and find a link to Mike's piece on the Central Time Facebook page.
And Mike, you do say in your piece, like, yeah, we're going through these shifting times. There's some turmoil here, readjusting, but the picture isn't all that grim, that the United States is actually doing a decent job at adapting in some aspects. Where do you see that silver lining right now?
Well, I think Americans are doing a remarkably good job of adapting to changing social circumstances and changing to major disruption or dislocation in the economy. People used to be able to get a job and stay with the same company for 30 or 40 years, and those days are gone, and now people have to change jobs multiple times over the course of their working years, and people are adapting to that. But, you know, government could do a lot. Our politics could do a lot to make that easier and less painful and more productive by putting in place policies that really make sense for a global economy in the 21st century. But the political system hasn't kept pace. The political system has fallen out of step with the changing economic and social circumstances. And I think the extent to which our politics is broken is what drives the frustration in the political arena and drives voters to look for anti-establishment figures. So a lot of this makes sense, and it shows that that voters are looking to bring the political system back in step with what's going on across the country and that people are adapting to. And all of those are healthy signs. None of this is anything that hasn't happened before in America. We've gone through this kind of political turbulence and upheaval before and emerged from come out on the other side and have thrived as a country. So there's nothing about any of this that indicates to me that America as a country is circling the drain or that our best days are in the rearview mirror. I don't buy that for a second. I'm actually bullish on America's future because of the signs that I see coming from the American people. I'm not optimistic because of what I see coming from the political figures in our society. I'm optimistic because of the responses that I'm seeing from the American people themselves. And they'll ultimately exert their will in the political arena as well.
Well, politicians make policy, and policy affects real people. So don't we need politicians, national government on board if we're gonna change in the direction that you see happening?
Absolutely. It's not sustainable to have a country going through economic and social change as dramatic as the change that we're experiencing right now and have a political system that's unresponsive to that and have a political system that is out of step with that. We are being remade as a country socially and economically, so we need to remake our politics as well. We can't have a political system that's alienated from the social and economic realities of the country. And that's what we've got today, is a political system that is unresponsive to or alienated from the realities that Americans are dealing with socially and economically.
And we leave it there, Mike. We're out of time, but thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was Mike McCabe, founder of Blue Jean Nation. He joined us to talk about his recent piece on social change and the presidential election. And you can find a link to that piece and also tell us what you're thinking. Keep this conversation going over on the Central Time Facebook page.